بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما نقصت صدقة من مال، وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا، وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله عز وجل. رواه مسلم. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the wealth of no person diminished through charity, through spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one forgave another person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased his respect, his dignity, his status. وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And no one adopted humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated and honored him. The third part of this hadith we were discussing yesterday. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he speaks of humility, as we mentioned, ulama ikram say, one is that humility which we adopt in our ibadat, in our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is that humility which is absolutely imperative that we adopt in our dealing and association with one another. Allah Ta'ala has blessed different people with different benefits, with different qualities, with different what we call khubiya, what good qualities, attractive, beneficial things. When we see that Allah Ta'ala has given us an abundance in something, we should attribute this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not attribute it towards any kamal or any achievement on our part. The more we will humble ourselves, the more we will lower ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah will elevate and Allah will honor you. What is, we find in this third part of the hadith, there is this addition where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ, that a person does not adopt humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, humble yourself, lower yourself before others for Allah's sake, with ikhlas, with sincerity. We are doing it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we will do that, then رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, Allah will elevate and Allah will honor you. Ulama give an analogy. They say if you want to reach the heights, if you want to climb, if a person is about to ascend a hill, then naturally if you observe his gait and his manner, he has to lower his back. You can't keep your back straight. You can't be looking high and start ascending. If you want to start ascending and climbing, you got to lower yourself first. Naturally, even in your gait, the more lower you go, the more steep the incline, the more lower you have to make yourself. And if you look at the sublime example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such humility Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam displayed. He said when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was entering Makkah Mukarramah on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading an army of 10,000. And now he was entering Makkah Mukarramah. First he had been banished from Makkah in a manner where he had been disgraced, ostracized. And now he was entering victorious. Yet Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said that his chin was touching the neck of the camel. He had lowered himself. La ilaha illallah wahda, anjaza wa'da, nasara abda, wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda. La ilaha illallah wahda, Allah is alone, it is only Allah. It is Allah that fulfilled his promise. It is Allah that helped his slave. It is Allah Ta'ala that granted victory. And even in his manner, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lowered himself and his mubarak chin was touching the neck of the camel. So even in his gait and appearance also, he adopted complete humility. So one is humility for Allah's sake, to negate ourselves completely and to elevate and honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember, if you look in the lives of our Salaf-e-Saliheen, in the lives of our pious elders, This is a constituent. This is an absolutely imperative necessity. That the more we will humble ourselves, negate ourselves, the more Allah will elevate and honor us. It's a condition, it's a constituent for piety. To gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to eradicate this concept of that I am somebody. وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ Humble yourself, negate yourself. I am nobody, I am nothing, Allah is everything. The more a person does that, it is Allah's shan that the more Allah will elevate and Allah will honor that person. Greatest, one of the greatest mu'ajizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his greatest miracles was that of Isra or Mi'raj. And when Allah Ta'ala speaks of this great miracle, what miracle? That Allah physically took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid Al-Aqsa, the space of a few seconds. And then from Aqsa through the seven heavens. In other words, the highest point any human being had ever been. Ascension, Isra, Allah ascended him. Allah took him up to the pinnacle, to the absolute height. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Subhanalladhi asra. Logically, Allah is speaking of elevation. Allah is speaking of distinction. Allah is speaking of unparalleled honor. So it should have been Subhanalladhi asra bi rasulihi bi nabihi bi habibihi. Glory be to that being who took his rasul, his nabi, his habib, Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Anbiya. Yet, what does Quran say? Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah took his slave. Abd. Allah took his slave. So if you look at it logically, this word abd is completely out of context. Allah is speaking of elevation, of honor, of distinction. Yet Allah took his slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this, in other words, if you want Isra, if you want ascension, if you want to reach the heights, then you have to first negate yourself. You have to become Allah's slave. You have to hand yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. And in this context, hand yourself over to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned earlier, we see this in the lives of our Salafi Salihin. One example of this, I remember many years ago, in fact 1993, or maybe early 94, it was Shab-e-Barat, we were in Nizamuddin. One of our elders, he passed away now, Mawlana Izhar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fil his qabr ud-nur. After Hazrat Ji, Rahmatullah Ali, he became part of the Shura, or the three that were, the Shura that was basically the level of Imarat for the whole world for the work of Dawat and Tabligh. And obviously he was teaching Ahadith in Nizamuddin for many years. So it was Shab-e-Barat night, 15th of Shaban, and the masjid was packed, Nizamuddin masjid was packed with a lot of locals that had come. And the daily Hayatul Sahaba at that time used to be read by Mawlana Izhar Sahib after Isha Salah. So I remember that night Mawlana Izhar Sahib, before he could, it was traditional or it was known that on, it was a Mubarak night, so obviously a slightly longer dua than normal will take place, and Mawlana Izhar Sahib would make dua. So in anticipation of that dua, many of the locals from throughout Delhi came to Nizamuddin. So like I said, the masjid was full, more than normal. And Mawlana Izhar Sahib read his ayatul sahaba, and then before the dua could start, he said that I was not well. I was feeling very unwell and very unweak. In fact, today I wanted to give the ayatul sahaba to someone else to read because I had to basically force myself to come. But he said that the people insisted. The people insisted that so many people have come here because of you. He said, Hazrat, because of you, the expectation that you are going to make dua and it's Shab-e-Barat, in anticipation of that, so many people have come. So he says, I can't understand why this need, why this insistence that it has to be me that does the Hayatul Sahaba or that makes the dua. Why so many people have gathered? in anticipation of it being me here, my piety, my acceptance. He says, I can't relate to this, I can't understand it. Then he went on, in order to, this is what we call where you negate yourself completely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid. I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid. And I take a qasam and an oath on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes on, he says that if I am lying, if in any way I'm trying to mislead you, I'm not being honest with you completely, then I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid and I'm taking Allah's name and I'm taking qasam. This is inviting Allah's azab upon me if I'm lying to you. So with that level of conviction, in fact he said that. He said, I'm inviting Allah's azab upon myself if I'm lying to you. Then again he said it three times. I take qasam upon Allah sitting on the minbar of this masjid that I don't consider myself equal to even the dust of the shoes of any one of you people. That each one of you is better than me. In fact, the dust of your shoes are better than me. Sitting on the minbar of the masjid, and I take qasam upon Allah, and if I'm lying to you, Allah's azab may come upon me. To that extent, when one has to negate oneself, then obviously, like I said, this is a condition, a requirement for Allah to elevate and Allah to honor such a, such a person. And we find this quality resplendent in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that of total, complete humility, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we were referring to yesterday when we said that tawadu, ulama ikram say, is tawadu in our relationship with Allah also. Tawadu in our ibadat also. And then tawadu and humility in our relationship with one another. And if it is done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is Allah's sunnat. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate or digress from His sunnat. What is Allah's sunnat? Negate yourself, humble yourself, lower yourself for Allah's sake. And in dealing with one another, don't think you are superior because of the color of your skin or because of your wealth or because of your intelligence or even because of your piety. Negate yourself. And what will happen? رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah will elevate you. Allah will honor you. The more humble you become, the more beloved you will be in the eyes of people. The more humble you become, the more people will look up towards you. But this humility has to be sincere. Lillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.